The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. We now hear the term global everywhere. It's been made popular by those who want to institute a world government by trying to mesh all nations into one. Those who push it work to convince us that this will be the cure-all for everything that's wrong. Injustice, poverty, racial strife, and every other evil, they proclaim, will be stopped with this new resplendent age of humanism. They proudly deny the existence of God and declare that deified man will finally reach his gifted potential. Though it's interesting, they never identify where the gift came from. Now they want us to walk through the left side of doors because that's the way most of the world does it. They've slyly involved us in the banking system of the world, virtually eliminating our own U.S. banking system. They want our court cases to be decided by international law, not our own U.S. and state law. They've pushed for international symbols on restrooms, bank card machines, and roadways. It's all an effort to remove national and state boundaries, which means replacing our governments with a world government. This concept is against everything God teaches in the Bible. It lashes out at the biblical concept of covenant. Covenant means the meeting of minds. The Bible says, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Covenant means that we think enough alike to be able to walk together. Globalism denies that man has a selfish root of sin, but the Bible teaches sin is in man since Eden. It states, "There's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Covenant insists we must repent of our sin root, turn to Christ as Lord and Savior, so we can once again think with God instead of against Him. Then, our mind can meet with God and with others' minds who agree with Him. Covenant is the basis for walking with God and each other. Globalists deny God, thinking we can educate out of man whatever selfishness is in him. But the Bible is plain. Only through Christ can we come together and walk together in this world. The Bible says, "And God hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the boundaries of their habitation." God made individual nations because He likes variety, but much more importantly, it's the best way to control the selfishness in man. If individual nations punish their own criminals, it's much harder for Satan to stop that punishment. And he wants to stop it because lax punishment for criminals encourages more death and destruction to innocent people, which destroys a society. And that's Satan's aim, to kill, steal, and destroy. And it's easier for Satan to influence one world dictator to gain his end than to have to influence thousands of government legislators, judges, and governors like he's had to do throughout history. This is why Satan wants one global government. Thus, God teaches that government authority is to be spread out. Decentralize it, don't concentrate it. God does not want us meshing into one nation. George Washington warned us not to mesh governments with other nations. He stated, quote, "The great rule of conduct for us in regard to foreign nations is to have with them as little political connection as possible." As believers in Christ, the Bible teaches us to resist the establishing of every form of evil. Find a church where the Bible is taught as the absolute truth of God and walk with other believers in the real life of God. Stop globalism instead of establishing it. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.